Another story that's been a big story this week has been the story that the newsletter broke. The DUP has now called on the new Secretary of State to reinstate the portrait of the Queen at Stormont House. Party leader Arlene Foster said it was ridiculous that it had been removed. Sinn Féin have said where balance cannot be achieved, a neutral space should be the default option to ensure that no one feels intimidated or uncomfortable. Sam McBride, the political editor of the newsletter, with us now. What's the latest on this story, Sam? Good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. There are two elements to this. First of all, yesterday the NIO was really not willing to answer any questions as to what had gone on here. If you remember back, we reported earlier this week on Wednesday that the NIO had banned portraits of the Queen or the royal family from the walls of Stormont House. That was based on speaking to sources who were aware of what had gone on. It was based on a parliamentary answer from Lord Duncan, the Northern Ireland officer, the Northern Ireland office minister in the House of Lords, where he made very clear that there was a equality law rationale for that in terms of why that had happened, albeit he was quite oblique in terms of how he stated that, but it was very clear that that was what he was saying, and on some other information which had been given to us. That story was never in any way contradicted by the Northern Ireland office. They have never asked us to clarify it or correct it, which would be standard if they disputed it.
To clarify what, Sam? Sorry.
Well, to clarify as to whether they are banning pictures of the Queen from their walls. So that was very clearly what their minister had said in the Lords. It was also what we had been told by people within the Northern Ireland office, that they had been told that this was the policy that had been decided at a very senior level. But then late on Wednesday evening, after Boris Johnson had flown into Northern Ireland, after he had been in Stormont House, and after the two unionist parties had raised this issue with him, and apparently he had been puzzled about it, there was this curious statement which came out from the new Secretary of State, Julian Smith, and in it he said he was delighted to have seen a photograph of the Queen in his private office in Stormont House when he arrived last Friday for the first time. Now, that raised all sorts of questions, because what had been told to the House of Lords last Tuesday was that was not just not happening, but it was impossible, that the NIO took steps to ensure that this did not happen. So there was a very obvious contradiction. I asked the NIO several questions about this, but mainly around when this photo appeared. So did this photo appear on Friday morning? Did it appear on Thursday evening? We know from your programme yesterday, Doug Beattie said he was in that office recently. There was no photo of the Queen. The NIO said they didn't know. They would go away and check. It's now more than 24 hours after that. There's still no clarification. So it seems that what happened was there was a very clear ban on photos of the Queen. For whatever reason, once questions began to be asked about that last week, there was a hasty decision to get this very small postage stamp, if you like, photograph of the Queen to sit on the mantelpiece in Julian Smith's office. And rather than be upfront with the public and explain that and just say, look, this is what happened, we realise now that maybe there are concerns about this, we did this too quickly, or whatever it happens to be, or stand over the decision, they have tried to obfuscate, they have tried to not be clear as to what is happening. But then very significantly on the front page of the Times newspaper this morning, their chief political correspondent, Kate Devlin, is reporting that Julian Smith has himself now decided that he wants to get these original portraits back up in Stormont House, and that he's launched a review into this. So all sorts of confusion from the Northern Ireland office.
Well, have the Northern Ireland office confirmed that there is now a review ongoing as to whether the Queen will be put back up or not?
No, they have not answered any questions.
Well, they've got to answer that, Sam, don't they? Like, they can't leave that open-ended. Is there a review or not?
Some people will understandably look at this and think, what's all the fuss about? And I think if you're sitting in the Northern Ireland office, this is a pretty clear example of how not to handle something that's pretty tricky. This was one tricky story for them to deal with, basically. They could have explained their position, either clarified it, defended it, changed it, whatever it was. Instead, they have dragged this out day after day after day with no clarity as to what's going on. They have not managed to annoy both unionists and nationalists, because yesterday Julian Smith, in his first tweet as Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, put out this picture of the Queen sitting on his mantelpiece. He said that he was so proud of this and he was delighted about it. You know, it was just really gushing in a way that I don't think very many normal people would really converse about something like that. But he was trying to make this point rather than simply say, we got rid of the photos, we've decided to put one back. It was this attempt, I think, to really say that really there was no issue here. There was nothing that had happened.
We're very interested also, Sam, in the fact that Sinn Féin have not answered a question that the Nolan Show put into them yesterday. And the question was a pretty simple question. And it's interesting that they've ducked it thus far. And the question to Sinn Féin was, does Sinn Féin support the picture of Martin McGuinness meeting the Queen being removed from Stormont House? Do they support that photograph being removed? And there's been no response to that question.
Sinn Féin have been pretty quiet on this. And certainly, I don't think there's any great evidence that Sinn Féin are saying this is a massive issue for them or for their voters or anything of that nature. But one of the curious elements of this is that the Northern Ireland Office seemed to, by implication, albeit they have failed to explain what they were actually thinking here, but the logic seems to have been that this was offensive to some staff and therefore it had to be taken down. But if you think about this, not only was one of these photos of the Queen meeting Martin McGuinness, Sinn Féin now really routinely meet senior royals. That's not really seen as terribly controversial now. So they are willing to meet with the royal family, to engage with them, to go to banquets. Not only that, but in Belfast City Council, as far as I understand, the Sinn Féin Lord Mayors do not take down portraits of the Queen. So the Queen is allowed to be displayed in Sinn Féin-controlled parts of Belfast City Hall, but Stormont House, which is a government department or the headquarters of a government department in what is officially called Her Majesty's Government, deems that that is beyond appeal. I mean, it's just very difficult to understand what the Northern Ireland Office was thinking when they went down this particular route.
And Sam, before you go this morning, we've been having a discussion around the BBC statement this morning, which has said that it will not, as a corporation, be participating in the Belfast Pride event, Gay Pride event tomorrow. Nor will individual programmes, as it had been suggested was the possibility, be individually branded. We then got on to the discussion, Sam, just interested in your view as a prominent journalist in Northern Ireland, as the question remains unanswered by BBC Northern Ireland thus far as to whether journalists in this organisation who are actively part of discussions around same-sex marriage or any other issues that may be subject to the protest agenda of that parade can go. Do you think journalists in Northern Ireland who are participating in active debate can go to that parade tomorrow? What's your view?
Well, I think that it certainly makes it more difficult for any of us to do our jobs, I think, if we are reporting on something which is controversial and we're seen to be on one side of the argument. Now, I think there is a very significant distinction between news organisations which are print organisations or online organisations. So in my case, I'm really free to do whatever I want as long as my editor is happy with it. It is up to people whether they want to buy the newsletter. If they want to buy it, they buy it. If they don't, they don't. And that's up to them. I think it's a very different situation when it comes to broadcast journalists. They are regulated to be objective, to provide both sides of the story. And so therefore, there is a rigor and a discipline which comes with that, which is very different to the sphere in which I operate. But I think that if you compare our situation in the UK, where we have got a quite aggressive sometimes print media, we're able to report, for instance, as we've just been discussing about this issue of the portraits. Sometimes that is then picked up by the broadcasters, but the broadcasters have to treat it in a much more even-handed way than a campaigning newspaper or a newspaper which takes a particular view on an issue. But I think that is a very healthy balance to have in terms of the wider media landscape. And somewhere like America, where there's really a free-for-all, and both print and broadcast journalists are free to be very biased, to be very much on one side of the argument. And you see where that goes with Fox and MSNBC. So I think it's quite healthy to have that discipline between the two.